This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lucky.
Find this text, Vinny. I don't know if you saw it. There's someone that texted that they won $1,000.
Yes, I have that.
Okay, good.
They're from Virginia. Uh-huh. Well, they moved to Virginia. They're
from the Bay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I can't believe it. I live in Salem, Virginia, and listen to you guys on radio.com. I've listened to you since Alice started while I was living in the Bay Area. Well, I just won $1,000 on the national contest you guys are doing. I can't believe it. Love you guys.
Wow.
And miss the Bay Area.
Let me ask what their name is because they didn't leave their name.
Oh, how exciting. Well, congratulations. Anybody can win. You might as well enter.
Yeah, tell us your name. We need to take credit for you.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the celebrity trash. There is going to be a Men in Black spinoff. It will not feature Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
Will it be a movie franchise or a TV show?
It's a movie.
Okay.
And starring, it looks like Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it, and Tessa Thompson. I don't know who that is, but Chris Hemsworth, I'm aware of.
His star is just so huge. I mean, he is the star of the Avengers film. If you had to point your finger at one person, it would be him.
Thor?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Thor. I thought you said Captain America was the head of the Avengers.
He is. Captain America is the leader of the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Iron Man, in terms of their ranking.
But you're saying, as far as who stole the show with all those
people.
Yeah,
and who's probably the most important person.
Oh.
And it's either him or Gamora. Right? Those would be the two.
Oh. Wow. Gamora, who's...
Zoe Saldana.
From the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
In my humble opinion... If you disagree, please don't write in.
Well, I wonder what you'll think about this. Joining Chris Hemsworth in the Men in Black spinoff is, who will steal the show? Who will steal it? Liam Neeson.
Oh, is he? Huh, I wonder what he's going to play.
He will play the head of the Men in Black's UK office. So I guess it's going to be set in England. You know, Uzi and I were just talking about how...
Oh, I know who Tessa Thompson is.
Oh, who is it? She's one of the other stars.
If you saw Thor Ragnarok...
I didn't.
All right.
Okay.
She's also in Westworld and Creed, but you won't know her.
Oh, she's stunning.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Is she one of the hookers on Westworld?
I don't know. I don't watch that show, but in Thor Ragnarok, I know who she is.
Yeah, she's stunning.
Give me a close-up on her face. I can't see her hair.
She's
the
Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok, for those of you who saw it.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
It's good that they're reuniting them because they were just in Thor Ragnarok together. And they had good chemistry.
I wonder if his wife
is
getting jealous. I'm like, why are you doing all so many movies with Tessa Thompson? Huh?
That's what his wife sounds like.
Does she?
She's a dork.
She sounds goofy.
Yeah, she's super. I don't know why he married her. He could have had anybody. Anyway, Uzi and I were just talking in the office. Like, I think that Liam Neeson has finally succumbed to the pressures of Hollywood.
Surgery?
Just slight. It looks like he did a really slight thing around his eyes.
Well, the eyes are tough.
You know, lately he's been I never really thought of him as an action star until the Taken movies, but he's an older guy. I mean, he's in late 50s at least. I don't know how old he is.
Did you see
but
Creed?
It seems like
he's 65.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's 65, I guess, you know.
The eyes are tough. The neck is tough.
Tell me about it. Oh, keep talking, Vin.
Well, I'm not trying to.
All the things I want to get done.
I know. I've been looking at necks lately. Every morning, every night, I'm putting lotion on my neck cream because all the rings are setting in. And you know what isn't helping? Is when I'm
looking down,
on my phone, either sitting down or laying down.
You don't double up when you put your neck down. You have a good neck and chin area. There's this picture of me. We were in Napa a couple weeks ago, me and a bunch of girlfriends. And so we, you know, everybody's snapping pictures and we're sharing them around. And there's one picture of my adorable friend. She's walking across the road. She just looks so great. Her hair looks perfect. And there's me walking like kind of behind her. I'm like on the side of the picture and I'm looking down at my phone and I'm just like, oh my God, someone cut my head off. Just cut me out of this picture. God. Ah. That's why I sound like a turkey.
Every single movie Chris Hemsworth is going to be in is a $250 million budget.
Yeah, he's a huge damn star now.
The next Avengers
he's
movie,
great.
The next Men in Black movie, and the next Star Trek sequel.
This looks like they're directing F. Gary Gray. Is he a big director?
Yeah,
he's directing
huge.
It. The script is written by the guys who wrote Iron Man, so that'll be...
Well, they have to have a machine in place for these big blockbusters,
yes.
Right?
The film is coming out, it looks like June 14th, 2019.
That dude's cool. I'm surprised about... So he's an Australian guy, right? Hemsworth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he surfs. So they have... You can probably find it. It's video footage of him surfing that Lemoore wave pool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, out in the
Lemoore.
Lemoore, whatever. Uh-huh. He's ripping. Like, he's really good. He's not someone who just, you know, did it once and
says, now I surf, right?
He's good.
The spinoff will not include Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, agents J and K. Instead, it's an ensemble piece. It focuses on the secretive New York agency that defends Earth from hostile aliens and helps friendly ones blend into human society. They're comparing it to Jurassic World in that it will take the series in a newer, broader direction while giving a nod to the previous films and characters in the series.
F. Gary Gray directed Straight Outta Compton and The Fate of the Furious.
Oh. Well, he's directing the new... Do I see a name for this? Just Men in Black spinoff. There's no name for it yet, but it's over a year away. June of 2019. A Facebook Live video surfaced yesterday of R. Kelly bragging that he can't be taken down by the sexual misconduct allegations against him. Do you want to just roll this straight, or, I mean, he just...
Sure, I can.
This guy just doesn't get it. He says, he's basically saying, yeah, there's haters. He says, I got a million mother fathers hating me and 40 billion mother fathers loving me. You know what I'm saying? I guess when, remember Spotify said we're taking him out of all our playlists and we're not, you know, he's still available there, but you'd have to search. His streams are up. He's not wrong. People just do not seem to care that he apparently has a sex cult.
Well, it's
going
not
on.
That they don't care. They're actually actively going out of their way to support him. So
that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
If his streams are up, even though they've pulled him out, then they've gone out of their way to find him.
Who are these people?
R. Kelly being filmed saying it's too late for those to try to hashtag mute R. Kelly. He says that the speech was not about, you know, they're 30 years too late to catch me on the sexual misconduct allegations. He's saying it's too late for them to take away my... He says he meant to say, he was trying to say, it's too late for them to take away my musical legacy. And then there's a bunch of shots from this. He was celebrating with his friends, including former basketball player Antoine Walker. He wasn't bashing his accusers. It was in reference to those trying to silence him like Spotify. He was just pointing out that his music has made its impact around the world and nothing will change that. Well, good for him. Something should change it, but you know what? He's probably right. Things just try to stay the same. He's getting sued, though. Is it the woman or is it her family?
It's the woman. Well, the one that came out yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, a woman, yeah.
But there are some families going after him, too. Like, give us our daughters back.
Right.
And the daughters are like, no, we're good.
So he's being sued in what, like a civil, they're looking for a...
She is alleging, I think she's trying to get him on rape charges.
And passing on herpes.
Oh, that's right.
And he gave her alcohol when she was 19.
Mm. Well, that's
his
not...
MO. Not
I was begging for alcohol at 19. He missed her.
I guess last night on the season finale... of The Voice. This is not a spoiler, so in case you haven't, I'm not going to tell you who won or anything. Alicia Keys is one of the mentors on there, and James Bay came on the show, and they did a song from James's album together. So there's a brand new version of his song, Us. They performed it last night, sort of unveiled it, and now it's been released as a single. So they, I don't believe that this is the live version. This is a recorded version that he's done with Alicia Keys. Anyway, that's a new version. So if you've got his latest album just came out last week. We were listening to cuts off of that, Electric Light. And so this is not on it. This is a separate thing, but it's out today. And it's available on iTunes, I'm sure. Thomas Markle is in the news again.
This is the dad.
This is the father of Meghan Markle, the one who...
The Duchess.
Yeah, the Duchess of Sussex. Or Suffolk. Or
Sussex.
He's like, look, she's married. Leave me alone. Quit tailing me. I'm not a story anymore.
People were saying yesterday when we were talking about it, Vinny, you probably saw the text. They were saying that they didn't believe that he had a heart attack or had heart surgery. Who gets, who recovers that quickly? And then he's out for a Frappuccino.
Right.
Yeah. So people are calling BS on that whole story.
There's some way to.
Well, he humiliated himself.
Yeah.
And so I can see why he wouldn't want to show up and have to be standing, because he would have been in that family photo, the one that I showed you the other day. I actually saw it. I made it bigger and looked at it and was like, they look great. Like I don't care about weddings. I don't care about this wedding in particular, because who cares? But they look great.
People care.
I know they do, but I don't. But they look great. And you know, if he's in it, and he's the guy who's been proven to have been selling photos and information, that's just,
and it's just gross. Like on his kids and their terrible behavior. And he says he's still being chased by the paparazzi. Look, she's been married since Saturday. Get off my back. He says he can't even go through a drive-thru without getting hunted. He's pissed because there's pictures of him with the Frappuccino yesterday. He says the pictures of him grabbing that drink on Monday were taken right after his friend picked him up from a safe house where he'd been recovering from his emergency heart surgery. A safe house? What the F? Thomas says there were 5 cars filled with paparazzi following them.
Otherwise known as a bar.
Yeah, a safe house.
I'm safe here with my friends.
You see the picture of the Frappuccino?
Yeah, we did.
It's got the whipped cream and the drizzle on top.
Of course it does. It's got all the good stuff. He's like, hey, my heart's fixed. Let me go F it up again.
Some people.
He says he's been bombarded inside his housing complex. He needed the help of 4 security guards Monday to get him safely inside his home. He says he just wants to be left alone. I never asked for this. My friends never asked for this. And photographers, knowing there's a child in the car, have no business chasing it. He's saying that the friend who picked him up had a kid in the back. As for the alleged Frappuccino, he said the drink didn't have coffee in it and he didn't finish it. Don't you worry about my heart.
Well, and junkies will do stuff you can't believe. So if he's a
Frappuccino
food
junkie
guy or whatever his thing is, then... I know my buddy fell off the side of a ski run and stopped on a tree. Stopped by a tree on his rib cage. Mm. Broke ribs, punctured his lung, had to be pulled up by the patrol. And the next day we're at our house in Del Mar and he is trying to smoke a cigarette. And it's killing him. He's like, it hurts so bad.
It's like, yeah, don't do it.
But that's what people do. There he is.
Guy should have gone and gotten some lozenges.
They didn't have those then, Sarah. That was, God, what would that have been? 88 or 89? They didn't have lozenges or Nicorette yet.
There was no Nicorette.
I don't think so.
That's actually been a lifesaver. Like, you know, when you have to go on a plane or you're trying to...
Oh, I used to chew Nicorette to chew it. I loved it. Mm. It, like, stung.
It's like hard as a rock.
So strong. You'd be like,
but it took away
the... He's always looking for some
cigarette
pain.
Urge?
It's got nicotine.
Smoking also?
But it was... No, I wasn't. I would use that as for flights or whatever. But it was like putting your tongue on a battery. Like...
And that's what Vinny's looking for. I chewed it just to chew it. I loved it.
I liked it. I would just... And you know, there's a lot of people who tried to use Nicorette to quit and just became addicted to Nicorette.
Right.
Which, in of the two, I guess it's better. And yet, now you chew nicotine gum
right.
full time.
I used to like the lozenges. They helped me quit one time because I got so sick of having them in my mouth. Finally, I just gave them up.
The Daily Mail's coverage of the Frappuccino is phenomenal.
Oh, really?
You like it?
Well, the pictures are just, I mean, he's right. He's got a million paparazzi following him. But did you hear what he got the night before the Frappuccino? Did you report that
I
already?
I did not. What did he get? Something heavy and fatty?
Yeah, he was getting Yoo-Hoo and some Gas X at a 7-Eleven the night before.
Yoo-Hoo? I didn't even know they had Yoo-Hoo anymore.
They do.
And Gas X. That's excellent. So he's got some gas.
Yeah. And then apparently 2 days prior, he was on a fast food feast.
Oh.
He's going from one fast food place to another.
Yoo-Hoo's so weird. It's like chocolate water.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
They have.
I liked it as a kid because it had, you know, chocolate in it.
Right.
But it seems like a drink for children, not for.
Look at him and what he's up to.
He eats like a child.
They have the pictures of him in the 7-Eleven grabbing the Yoo-Hoo and holding the Gas X.
Man, if you had paparazzi following you and you just, I mean, wouldn't you go for like the health drink or something? I mean,
yeah,
or
you go to Whole Foods,
something.
Walk into a massage parlor, anything.
Walk out with my chocolate milk.
Put on a headband and, you know, sweatpants.
Didn't he learn anything from Britney?
Didn't he learn anything from having his heart operated on? I mean, buddy.
Someone said possibly he had he probably had a cardiac catheterization. You can be out the next day. I guarantee he did not have open heart surgery. Stents are placed during.
That's what they did. Stents. Yeah. They cleaned him out and put some stents
in. So maybe that is a one and done.
Yeah. Now he's back out and his heart's all cleaned up and he can clog
it back
up.
Getting ready for his next one.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No. Have you?
No. Have you?
Yeah. A couple times.
You have?
Well, she had all those problems in her.
Kind of problem.
In her
gut. The worst part is the preparation.
Because you got to be cleaned out.
Yeah, they give you like a you have to get a gallon and then get whatever kind of water, distilled water, I think it is. And then they give you the mix. You mix it up.
Ugh.
And
get that fluoride.
Dying.
I mean,
people who have had it done. Like, I was locked up in the bathroom for hours.
Now, wait, that sounds anyone
great.
Who gets a colonoscopy or?
I just know my experience, but I think so. Anyone, because you have to be cleaned out so they could see stuff because they're going to be taking the camera down there.
And so do they still recommend that for people over a certain age? Or
over 50?
There's a couple of other ways, but they say that, you know, there's the other ways don't say if you've got polyps, and the polyps are the things that can turn cancerous. Because when they're in there with the colonoscopy, apparently they're cutting those things out. If they find any, they just remove them while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even in pain those two times.
Hmm.
I mean, they did give me some medication, but and I was alert through the whole thing. I told you guys the last time I had one, I was a few years here, and all they could talk about was you people.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's
it was
really
not
fun.
They're asking me questions about you guys as I'm laying.
You're like, can you
sideways.
Focus on my colon?
Yeah, I was laid sideways, you know, nurses and doctor all around me. And I'm looking at the monitor, and there they are talking about Sarah and Vinny.
It's got to be hard for Yuzette because there's no way to hide. Like, there's no other Yuzettes.
Right.
So if you hear that someone's name is Yuzette, you're like, oh, I know exactly who that is.
And I did it at Redwood City Kaiser, who I love, that hospital.
Ding, ding, shame.
Yeah, ding, ding. But there's so many Sarah and Vinny fans there. So every time I go in for something, I get approached.
Oh, that's good.
That sucks.
It's totally fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, but still, like the medical stuff, it's just, you know, you want to be private about it. And then there they are looking at your butt.
Exactly.
Et cetera.
Oh, my God. You're Yuzette. Get naked, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I'm going to need to check you for breast cancer.
Yeah. And then they're at a dinner party talking about, you know, everything they saw.
I think the last time I was there, I was in an ultrasound, you know, those machines.
Yeah, yeah.
And a nurse
comes
in.
Oh, an MRI
in.
Where they slide
oh,
you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, MRI. And then a nurse comes in. She's like, hey. Like,
don't move.
I'm naked
I love your show.
Down low. I'm like, thank you all so right. much. Thank you.
Did she pop her head into the tube and say it, or no, did she say it from above?
The tube was only like from.
Did a flash go off?
Below my breath. Yeah, she's taking her own picture.
You raise your head up to look at her, and she's looking up at you. And Thanks.
You should have more faith in our medical professionals.
You feel your feet spread wider.
Yeah.
Oh, she like pumps,
she spreads your toes and goes, I love your show. Like, thanks.
Oh, man, now we're really late.
Why are you asking about a colonoscopy real quick?
I just, because of what we were talking about with this dude,
with
it made
Markle.
Me think of it. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear people say... Is if it's recommended anymore, and you just went to a physical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she said, you know,
it's
colonoscopy.
Time.
That's what you got
to
do.
Oh, you need to get one.
Oh, no, not me. But, you know, people have to get them.
I mean, you had your physical, right?
I did them.
And
yeah.
Your blood tests?
I haven't gone for the blood yet.
Oh,
what?
Girl, get in there.
I got to go. You got to fast and do all this
when
stuff.
When are you going to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, this week or
how'd
next
the physical
week or
go?
Fine. It was great.
What do you mean? What'd they look at?
The whole thing. And
did they
bump
you on the knee?
Yes.
Isn't that so stupid?
Yeah, whatever. They're doing all the stuff. She looked up your nose and in your ears. Yeah. And
hey,
I'm thinking we need to take Friday off so Sarah can go get her blood test.
That sounds like a great idea.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Quick email here. Hey, I heard you guys talking about The Bachelorette. My nephew is one of the contestants this season. His name is Grant. He's 27 and from Danville. So be sure to cheer for our local stud. It's from his aunt, Shauna.
Oh, that's nice.
So funny. So Grant, we'll have to look for Grant. Cheer for him. Local.
I hope he does well and shows well, because some of these guys don't come off looking very
good. No, they don't. I
hope
he does well. The show does start this coming Monday. Not next Monday, but this Monday.
On Memorial Day.
Yeah,
right.
Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want for the price you want.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors lost last night, 95-92. The next game is in Houston. The series is tied up 2-2.
Damn.
6 p.m. tip time on Thursday. There's that. Mm. So I wanted to do this story, and I admit it's going to be confusing because I'm confused by the music industry now, and I love music. I would say we, in a way, are in the music industry, right?
Sort of, peripherally.
Right. So I have been using Apple iTunes to buy music, and I've built up quite a collection. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with it. I love it. And I use iTunes on my TV through Apple TV to be able to play music through a stereo, and I've got it on my phone and so on.
Right.
I've also used Google Play, which is a different service available from Google, and it's free, and I've been able to move some of my music onto that, and it's more accessible through Google Play. Well, this story in today's Chronicle, a record industry guy named Lyor Cohen, and I actually...
Lyor?
L-Y-O-R.
All right.
Lyor?
Who names their kid
Lyor? Is it Lyor? Maybe it's Lyor.
What's the last name again?
Cohen.
Okay.
Lyor Cohen. He's a record industry exec. At one point, he was the former chairman and CEO of Warner Music Group,
okay,
which means he's a big dude in the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has just taken over YouTube Music.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay. So YouTube originally was considered the thing that people were stealing music on the most.
Right.
Besides these LimeWires and these BitTorrents where they're taking pieces at a time,
right,
putting a song together and no one can trace it back to them. Anyway, apparently YouTube's gone legit now. YouTube Music is the new thing, and this guy's the head of it. And he's saying we're entering the golden era of music business right now, that we're going to see a resurgence, even though artists are saying we're still not getting paid.
Yeah. So is this, again, a subscription-based addition to?
Part of the reason I bring it up, it rolled out yesterday, and they're calling it a distribution point for music. But still, I don't get, they've got Google Play, which is the Google Play Store, which is where you can buy music, and now YouTube service called YouTube Music, but there's also YouTube Red.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have that?
I don't have any of the specialized YouTube stuff. YouTube Red, is that the one where you pay a certain amount and you don't have to see any ads?
Yeah, yes. You can see ads, and you can also turn off the video and just have it playing.
Right, because a lot of people do their music through YouTube because it will create playlists for you already.
Is that right?
Well, because anytime you want to hear a song, you just type it into YouTube, and you'll see 50 versions of it, or you know, and then there's the official video, etc. But you can set it up to just play music for you.
So yesterday, the company began offering free ad-supported service, YouTube Music. And there's a $9.99 per month ad-free premium subscription, they say, that will be available very soon. And it looks like YouTube Music might end up replacing all of these other services, which it's so confusing that I thought I'd bring it up. And if anyone wants to write in and help us out,
right?
We all want to access to music.
Right.
I actually really want artists to get paid, too, because I think rock stars should be rich, famous, and
absolutely
paid.
Well, if I'm enjoying your music, there should be a premium attached to that.
I love it. Yeah. I love music.
But the kids, they just think music is a free thing, as far as they're concerned. You know, for us, we've always paid for music, so it's nothing new.
I hate that.
I know.
Music takes you to a whole other place. It's incredible.
And this on-demand thing has really changed the whole mystique that surrounded music. You saved your money, you bought an album, you read every liner note, you rolled your doobies up, you know, after you cleaned them on the record cover.
Weirdly, in this article, it says that Apple Music, which rose out of nowhere like 2 years ago, or was it three?
The streaming? Right.
Has taken like 41% of the business.
Well, it's so easy because there it is, and I already have all the stuff for it. And it started out...
Oh, no, they say it now represents 54% of the market, where there was Pandora and Spotify. Apple just jumped in and took over.
I still have those things, and I still pay for it. I actually like the Pandora algorithm because, you know, it comes down to you start with a seed song. What else is it going to give you? Pandora gets it right the best.
Oh, really?
I really like the way that they... I don't even know how they curate the list, but... You know, you put in Joe Jackson as a seed song, and you're getting
it brings you a good channel.
It's a great channel. Spotify, I've never even used. My kids are on Spotify.
Part of my point in doing the story is they've got to simplify the access points. Having 3, 5, 7 different things.
Right, because I use Amazon Music too.
It's driving me crazy.
Alexa.
Right.
Sorry if I just woke that chick up.
Way to go.
I'm sorry. I try not to say her name.
Hey, I wanted to mention weather-wise here in the Bay Area. It was raining this morning, and it looks like we're actually going to see heavier rain by Friday.
Wow.
So there's that.
And then it's supposed to clear up and get really hot by Sunday. I heard a little mini heat wave Sunday,
good.
Monday,
well,
Tuesday.
Summer. Let's, you know, bring it on.
Summer.
A 43-year-old guy in Ontario, Canada, named Stephen Lawrence, was doing some heavy drinking with a friend and blacked out.
Uh-oh.
This happened in 2015, and we're just hearing about it.
Oh.
He texted his friend the next morning because he didn't remember how he got home.
Oh.
And he said he hoped that he wasn't a super bleep hole last night.
This sounds like one of my letters.
Right.
Is this why you're doing the story?
Exactly.
Just to shame me. My blackout drunkenness?
Unfortunately, he was a super bleep hole
last
night.
Oh, no, what'd he do?
Because it turned out he'd attacked his friend for no reason and bit a huge chunk of his ear off.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Oh, that is not the drunk friend you want. I'm very loving when I'm drunk.
Apparently, he was getting really loud, and his friend asked him to simmer down. So that's what prompted the attack.
I see.
The friend put the ear on ice and went to the hospital, where they sewed it back on. But then it fell off a few weeks later, so he ended up with a big chunk of his ear missing.
Just died.
Steven was just sentenced to 9 months in jail last year for aggravated assault. And we're just hearing about it now because he appealed the decision and the 3-judge panel just upheld it. So he's going to jail for attacking his friend.
That's a hard one, because when you're blackout drunk, you really don't have any idea what you're doing. Like, it's almost like a temporary insanity thing.
True, but you're responsible for everything you put into your body, and therefore whatever you did.
Right. Unless you're a bartender, then the bartender's responsible.
I mean, there's things that I did drunk that I would never have done sober, ever.
Right.
In a million years.
That's the problem with the drinking.
Right. You just would never have done that.
Right. Oh, man. Drinking. That's why I'm glad that they've legalized weed. It just gives you another option that isn't quite as...
You really like it. You're liking it.
I don't know.
I know you don't want to admit it, but you're really liking it.
I don't want to admit it.
Right. But you're really liking it.
And I do still get, you know, anxiety attacks on it. I need to go talk to somebody at a dispensary.
I don't want the anxiety, man.
They'll get you the right strain.
I guess. I don't know. That's, I don't know.
It's by the Costco at my house. That's what my buddy says. Dude, she's right over there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
Oh, well, I don't need to know
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Oh, well, whatever. I'm not going to find myself
don't need to know that.
In a place like that. I'm not worried about it.
Knock wood.
The most popular places to get it on in your house besides the bedroom.
Kitchen.
Kitchen. Fourth place.
Oh.
Kitchen?
The bathroom.
Bathroom. But second place.
Living room.
Living room. First place.
Oh, first place. First place. Because the couch.
Yeah.
And you're watching
chair.
TV.
Watching TV and you might decide, we can go upstairs or we can just do that real quick and then we don't have
then
to move.
Then we just keep on watching what we're watching.
Basement, dining room, home gym.
Oh.
Have you gotten it on in the new gym?
We have not gotten it on.
Have you thought about it?
No. We're usually in there alone.
Oh.
We don't work out together usually.
That's too bad.
I do a little stretching.
You stretch in there?
Yep. Got a little mini stretch first. Do some planking.
Throw a towel down, right?
I have a yoga mat.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm just laying right there on the floor?
Well.
No.
It's not good for your woman area, I would imagine.
Oh, the floor?
Putting it right on the floor?
Yeah. Nope. It wouldn't be good.
Laundry room?
Oh. Actually, the laundry room can be kind of fun if the dryer has the right vibrations.
Have you done that?
I haven't, but I've heard about that.
You have?
Yeah.
Like was this on a girls' weekend? Everyone was saying
their favorite
tricks? Or
somebody, you know, penthouse forum or something.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. A colonoscopy is recommended at age 50.
Yeah.
So they've told you to go get one.
What's that? What?
They have.
No, I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that?
No, my ears are all blocked up.
Vinny, go get a colonoscopy. The procedure's super easy. The prep is terrible. I flavored it with lemon crystal light to choke it down.
Oh. You got to flavor it?
Yeah, but they say you can use the crystal light.
Oh.
Another person wrote in, 408 says, no gallon of water anymore for colonoscopy. 16 ounces in the evening, 16 ounces in the morning, 2 hours before the procedure, and you bleep your brains out.
Sounds great.
What?
I was thinking about the bleep. I was like, how does that? Oh, okay.
It's
like
poop.
Bleep, yeah, exactly.
It's poop.
Bleep your brains out.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, it's not the sexy kind.
Right.
And it's really just like a waterfall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yuzi.
Like no solid.
If one of us was saying this, you'd be really, really mad.
Yeah, Yuzi.
What? If one of us was saying this, you'd be mad.
Play the sound.
I'm talking.
Oh my God! Stop! Do not
this
play the
clinical.
Sound.
This is clinical.
Why? Since when do you like the sound?
I don't want to picture my friend with the waterfall. Oh my God, stop it!
Come on!
You got
it.
You have to stop
it.
Britt, why are you.
I'm not even near it.
He pushes a button and then he runs
away
from it.
Like he didn't do it.
There's cameras in here.
He stands in the corner.
I'm way over here.
Bryn's in the office. What are you doing in there, Bryn?
All right, we're going to take a quick break and hopefully we'll forget about this by the time we get back with the rest of the text.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.